you know, being able to track their cigars. So getting in touch with the actual end user of the product, they encourage you to log in your experience so that if you did have a problem, they can actually track that particular cigar back to the actual batch number.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea because that way it helps them to troubleshoot any issues they might have.
Yeah. Yeah. Justin, what'd you think? Did you try that?
Yes. And I said the first third was very grassy and then all the flavors just kind of melted into it.
But did you try the NFC part on your phone is what they're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah?
The NFC was really cool.
Did it pull up your search history?
The first third was grassy.
That's what he's talking about.
But no, look, absolutely. So I don't mean to cut you off, Justin. I apologize. We got a minute left here on this segment. So let me tell you guys something. This is the technology of the future. So this is the technology that cigar manufacturers need to really grab hold of.
I agree.
And run with. And I told Oliver, I said, I will invest if you make this a business. I will invest in this business. Oliver, if you're listening, I want to be a part of this business.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, when it pulls up the link on your of what you're smoking, it gives you the opportunity for feedback.
Yes.
Yeah, we just talked about
and
that.
And they read that feedback.
Yeah,
and
we
that
just
is,
talked about
I know, because I was trying to show Mike that on the phone.
I know.
But, like, that is so cool. And yeah, that opens up a whole realm of customer engagement. Not only would it be customer engagement, if you can help to continue to tie that to the factory,
yeah,
you could now you can mitigate any problems from lines of tobacco.
Yeah.
But we'll get back to that after this commercial.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back from those advertisements. Dad said I've been missing the cue, but here we go. Welcome back to German Engineered Cigars episode, where we are talking about everything.
Everything German.
Related in
hey,
cigars.
Michael, knock, knock.
Who's there?
We will ask the questions.
Oh. It's a good German joke. I love that. We just went over the Weltschmier, and we gave it a rating of 5.
It's our favorite.
And we were talking about the RFID chips and how they're this is an invaluable item for the cigar industry and how much value it can bring just from not only a manufacturer standpoint, but from a consumer standpoint, and also it boosts the engagement into your brand.
Yeah.
And so, like, that is a huge thing. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because we've got two more cigars to go over and some more, you know,
cool
German stuff,
stuff
talk about.
Yes.
German talk.
But Robert's going to be going over the Ramsait.
Right on.
You better say it right.
Ramsait. Imagine you are on a spacecraft traveling at the speed of light far beyond the next galaxy while a friendly android serves cake. Ramsait, meaning space time, is one of the most imaginative cigars in the lineup that starts with a light, silky, fragrant wrapper. The cold draw brings dry leaves, birch bark, antique furniture, and walnuts, often things you don't often think about in a cigar. As the cigar burns, it develops into nuts, cream, and honey, layered with what they call stardust and malt, alongside white pepper, minerals, cloves, and nutmeg, creating a sweet, complex, almost otherworldly experience. This is their medium, or mild to medium blend, built to feel clean, futuristic, and endless nuanced. It is a Nicaragua, Connecticut wrapper. The binder is Indonesian Sumatra, and the fillers are Nicaragua Jalapa and Dominican Republic Piloto. I liked the cigar.
I do as well.
I liked it.
This is.
What'd you say?
I liked it a lot.
I don't like it. You like it, Justin?
It was bold. I like the white pepper, but it had its
grass
relighting issues as well.
Don't smoke underwater.
Yeah.
That's that hot tub.
Was this another hot tub excursion?
It could have been, yeah. Maybe it's better to smoke it in Nashville.
That could be a segment, Tales from the Hot Tub.
Smoking in the hot tub.
Yeah, Tales from the Hot Tub is the next Sips, Suds, and Smoke segment, and it'll be done one relight at a time.
Yeah, it's not the heat, is it? It's the humidity.
This cigar I got last year at PCA from them,
yes.
And I absolutely love this cigar. It is great. Again, there are certain times you're like, I want something to go wrong with a cigar so that it won't be good.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find that.
Should have been in the hot tub with me.
That's fine. Well, next time. Ooh. Is that an invitation? Strap you gonna find me down then?
Absolutely. You've been there before. Yeah, you're welcome again.
I've been in your hot tub. Clothing is optional.
Of course. There you go. It's Florida.
Pet my monkey.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, before we get too deep in, let's give it a rating. We're going to go as fives. Sorry. Higher vote wins. 2 fours and 2 fives, in case anyone was wondering.
He rounds up.
I round up.
Sprockets. Sprockets. Best German television.
And now we dance. Sprockets.
Meet your host, Dieter.
Welcome to Sprockets. I am your host, Dieter. Well, it is springtime, and like the blood-engorged gazelles at the Garmisch-Partenkirchen Zoo, I'm ready to rot.
Well, listen, I know we give that Rams out of five, but I really did enjoy that cigar, and every one that I've smoked from that line has just been, no matter what size it is, it's been a great cigar.
I feel like that cigar did Connecticut proper.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Kraft Vicks. This is a quote from them. Entering a giant engine hall, surrounded by the hum and roar, feeling a massive energy. Someone is playing the techno with spices.
Ja.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Kraftwerks is their most powerful blend, bold, industrial, and intense. The experience is described as entering a giant engine hall surrounded by the hum and roar of the massive feeling energy. When someone plays techno music with spices, first impression is dark and smoky with chocolate spice wood and black tea. The cold draw adds leather, hay, earth, and mushroom-like depth. When lit, it delivers dark wood, coal, black pepper, espresso, dark chocolate followed by a minty freshness with a retrohale that continues to evolve with walnuts, jasmine, vanilla, clove. I think we're just throwing things at a dartboard here.
Yep.
Seeing what sticks. This is a full-bodied cigar. Engineered for its intensity and complexity. This was the newest cigar in their line that they released at PCA, which kind of got overshadowed with the out of blister pack and RF chip bands. This is my favorite cigar in their lineup.
Absolutely.
What was the composition of this, Michael?
It is a Mexican San Andreas wrapper with a Mexican San Andreas binder and a Dominican Republic Piloto, Olo, and Corojo fillers.
Yeah.
I love Mexican San Andreas.
Yes.
I don't care who knows it. I'll scream it to the rooftops. This cigar is the best cigar in their lineup, and it shows that the Kraft Vicks that they are working at really shines. And this shows that their palate, they have really good palates on their cigars.
Yeah. And the construction on all these cigars was fantastic. Yeah. I had no problems. Even burn.
Not a single burn issue.
Not a single burn issue.
Even in poorly humidified.
Humidificated?
Yeah. Humidificated.
Now, this was a perfect smoke.
Yeah. And I mean, I can already tell you what rating we're probably going to give it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, Justin, hands up. Yep, everyone give it a five. So, absolutely fantastic cigar from them. Listen, I know that we say they've been around for 10 years, but a lot of people don't know about this brand yet. They're not in a lot of places. No. They really should be. And that kind of sucks that they're being overlooked. My encouragement to people listening to us and shop owners is you got to give these guys a try.
Right.
You really got to give these guys a try. Not only are they salt of the earth people, just fantastic to conversate with and just really down to earth. Yeah. They bring in their buddies with them for sure.
Well, for me, what I think this kind of correlates to is when you think about when the Deadwood series came out for Drew Estate, the audience they are reaching for, what German Engineered Cigars is reaching for is this generation that needs something. They want to have the stuff on their phone. They want to look at stuff. They want to do all this stuff. They're putting it into a cigar company.
Yeah,
they're doing all the right things to the brand to bring all this stuff into their world. They're looking at that group of people, and they're targeting them to kind of go, hey, look at what we have.
Right.
And I think if you're a B&M, you need to look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Any last thoughts on this stuff?
I this what Robert was saying, you know, they're not marketing to the snooty country club types.
Yeah.
Like Mike and Justin.
Justin, what are your thoughts on your final closing thoughts here?
I thought this was a really well-balanced, well-designed smoke that you're going to miss that half hour you smoke this.
Yeah. Well, guys, I really want to thank you for your time today. I wish we had more time to go over German Engineered Cigars, and I really wish I could tell everyone to keep going and keep listening and keep smoking these. But honestly, if you haven't tried them, go try them. Look them
up,
guys.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Good old boy, Rich. What do you got to say about yourself?
Oh, I don't know. No excuses for me.
That's right. Good old boy, Robert.
Tons of excuses for me.
Yeah.
Tons.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Good old boy, Justin.
I was so happy to be here. It was so great.
I would say good old boy, Mike, but he doesn't have a mic. We did that on purpose. But listen, guys, keep on smoking, and thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Every listener matters, and we're here because of listeners like you. Thank you for all your support. Thank you.
I'm broken myself.
Thank you.
Seabirds, like this short-tailed shearwater, spend most of their lives on the open ocean. These birds rarely encounter humans on the high seas, yet they are dying because of our marine debris. Billions of pounds of plastic end up in our global oceans every year. Animals that mistake this pollution for food often die from malnutrition, poisoning, or damage to their digestive systems. In 2025, a study led by researchers at the Ocean Conservancy found that a seabird who consumes just 23 little pieces of plastic, about the same volume as three sugar cubes, has a 90% chance of death. The findings also add to growing evidence that rubber is especially dangerous to seabirds. An earlier study of shearwaters and their relatives found that ingesting debris from rubber balloons is 32 times more deadly than hard plastic. We can all make the world a safer place for birds and people by keeping plastic out of our waterways. You can replace single-use plastics with reusable items, join a community cleanup day in your area, or maybe skip the party balloons at your next event. BirdNote has inspired millions of people to take action for birds. Learn more and join us at birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Slipping out through. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. People across the world are signing up to be online walrus detectives. They're scanning hundreds of thousands of satellite images of the Arctic to find and count the blubbery tusked animals. Rod Downey is with the nonprofit WWF, which partnered with the British Antarctic Survey to launch the Walrus from Space project. He says walruses are under threat as human activity in the Arctic increases and climate warming melts the sea ice they use for breeding and resting.
Despite being such big, powerful animals, they're really increasingly vulnerable to climate change as the sea ice is literally melting out from beneath them.
To study how warming will affect walruses and take action to protect them, scientists need to know how many walruses there are now and where they live. But the Arctic is vast and remote, and the animals get spooked when people are nearby. So instead of counting them in person, the team asks volunteers to identify them from satellite images. Donnie hopes that this project can help people learn more about the Arctic and feel like they're making a difference.
Having something really practical to do that will contribute towards the science and ultimately contribute towards the conservation of an iconic Arctic species is just a great opportunity.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Does it feel to you?